Tapiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
Now, this is what you believe it, and that's what we do on the SA Music Show. I bring you guests, and it is such an honor for me to bring this guest to you tonight. Want ek sê for man, I'm such a fan of your work, and I'm such a fan of you actually being the very first idol in South Africa and reaching where you have reached now. Heinz Winkler, welcome to the SA Music Show.
Thank you so much. Wow, what a privilege and an honor. Thank you for inviting me, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm super good, awesome. Man. I have to ask you, though. You have remained consistent, brother, from way back then to now. And what for me nog as amazing is jy het eerst met Engels begin, toe skalk jy oor na Afrikaans toe, and now you do praise and worship. How do you remain this consistent?
Well, in a way, it's actually not consistent. It's changing every now and again. But in terms of consistently creating and making music, 100%. Yes, I have been doing that and loving it. Yeah, I think it's, you know, when it's part of who you are and part of your calling, you know, that's just what you do. So, sure. But the way I do it and the expression and the business side of it has obviously changed a lot over the last 22 years. Mm-hmm. So it's been a lot to, there's been times of, you know, adjusting and changing and but it's been amazing. I've loved the ride. I have enjoyed, you know, many highs. There's definitely been some lows, sure. But I look back on my career and I'm grateful, you know, very grateful.
Heinz, sê vir my, want ek hoor jy praat nou van die highs en die lows natuurlik, en jy het kommersiële musiek gegroet, and you went into gospel. Wasn't that scary, man? Because I think, you know, when coming to commercial music, I'm a DJ myself, and I know that that is actually that what works, and that is what gets you the bookings. I don't know as much on the gospel side, but please do enlighten us.
Yeah, it was a big decision. I came out of Idols and got a record deal, and we did English in the beginning because that was the you know, it made the most sense. En toe het ek in Amerika vir 'n jaar omtrent gewerk, en toe het ek teruggekom en toe maak ek die shift na Afrikaans.
Ja.
En dit was 4 jaar, 3 albums. En ja, aan die einde van 2013 het ek en my vrou net gevoel hier's 'n shift. Jy weet, en ek vir my is dit nou, weet, omdat ek 'n Christen is, ons bid oor alles en ons vertrou die Here, en ons het gevoel daar's hy lei ons in 'n rigting, en dit was die begin van groot geloofstappe. And the first one was to move to Cape Town, and then shortly after that, after moving, because at that stage I lived in Johannesburg for 10 years, she's from there, but then we fell together, you know, we need to make the move. And then shortly after that, it was March of 2014, my record deal came to an end, and I just felt in my spirit, you know, it was time for me to say goodbye, sure, to being on a record label. And so the first step was to say thanks but no thanks, which was already a big step for me, but I believed I had to make that move.
Oh, man.
And then initially the plan was to do a crowdfunded Afrikaans album, which I started doing, and I raised some funds and I was busy with that. I did some songwriting, tried to do everything that I learned. I tried to do, you know, the right way as much as you can as an independent. And in the midst of that, during 2015, I felt there's a big shift coming again. And long story short, we just felt, you know, God is saying, listen, move from commercial to gospel to Christian music. Mm-hmm. Technically, it's Christian contemporary music. Okay. Gospel is a genre on its own. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I made that decision, you know, not quickly. It took a long time, lots of prayer and consulting. And then, took the plunge. And then, I mean, I can share, I don't know how much time we have, but I can tell you an amazing story about how that all came together for the first album, and how just miraculously things happened, and which was a confirmation for me that this is the right thing.
That's what you must do.
Yeah, so, I mean, the doors opened and money came in so that I could write and produce the album in Nashville.
So you worked with Daniel in Nashville, right?
Yeah, Daniel Ornelas, he used to play bass for 363.
Yes.
So I worked with him on the first album, The Roar, and then, you know, we did that, and I started making the move. And yes, it had massive financial implications. I went from, you know, 100 shows and a very good income per year to about 36 to 40 shows and a lot less income. And it was tough. It was very tough. And that's where, you know, walking by faith, I was tested big time. I was tested big time. And it was tough. And you still had people who would book you for normal shows. And I would do normal shows. Mm-hmm. But my heart had definitely changed. There was a season where I knew my thing is to go out and entertain people, make them feel good and let them have a good time. And I enjoyed that and I learned a lot. But there was a moment where I felt like, man, there must be more. There must be more that I can do with my voice. There must be more. And for me, it was a decision to rather go for significance than success. And I really, I wanted people to not just have a good time now and tomorrow, you know, they go back to the same life that they tried to escape the previous nights. I wanted to give them a message. I wanted to give them hope. I wanted to give them answers to the toughest questions of life. And, you know, music is a way to open up hearts and then deliver the truth, which I believe is the truth. And that was a tough season, but I also saw so much fruit on that season. And that opened up the pathway to where I am now, which was, you know, planting a church and leading a church now. So it's all been part of that journey.
Hides, what a story. And as you say, Jans, it took a limited tijd, maar ek wil gaan musiek speel. Ek wil gaan musiek speel. Ek wil hê ons moet terugkom, want dat's nog so baie wat ek vir jou kan vra. En ek wil bitter graag hê, as jy jouself weer in Gauteng vind, asseblief sê vir my. Ek wil jou in die atelier, ek dink dit sal so lekker wees.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, man.
Maar voordat ons by verdere conversation kom met die ene eerste Hines Winkler, let's go back into the SA Music Countdown to number 7 and your number 6. Dan gaan sels ons verder saam met Hines.
Tabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
Soos ek jou beloof het, ons praat 'n bietjie verder saam met Hines Winkler. Ons het nou so lekker af in die lig af geklets. And it brings me actually to the next question, Hines. There was a time that you came to Joburg, I believe, to perform with a Dr. Toomey. And then the unfortunate thing that happened was you got flu in this time in your stem het gegaan. But the words that you actually used there is you got a bit frustrated and there was a time that you were actually feeling a bit embarrassed because he asked you to sing the song to him before you guys performed, right?
Take us
through this story and also these emotions, because these are daily emotions. We get frustrated and we get embarrassed. How did you get over that?
Yo, bro, that was a tough moment. And you know, I was so, first of all, I only learned about who Dr. Toomey was a few months before I got a call from him. And I found out that he is probably the only act in South Africa that I know of anyway, that can book out the dome in Joburg on his own. 100%. Like he just puts it out and he books it out. And I was like, what? Who is this guy? And so I listened to his music and I realized, man, this guy just hits that sweet spot, you know, for a South African Christian gospel audience. Mm. And then out of the blue, I got a call from him. And what had happened is I was at a gospel festival in Polokwane with my band not too long before that. And he was there as well. And he saw us and he thought we did really well. Because what happened was we were the only white act on the night.
Yes.
and it was interesting. We started out and there was actually like a bit of a booing in the crowd.
You're kidding
And
me.
Then, yeah, it was weird. You know, you think this is Christian event. But there was like this thing of like, what are these people doing here?
What?
And then the atmosphere shifted as we just started worshiping God.
Come on,
and
brother.
And by the end of it, it was this amazing moment where we all just, you know, focused on Jesus. So it was beautiful. And I think that made an impact on him. And he invited me to come and be part of his event that he had at the Voortrekker Monument.
Yes.
Which was like, I mean, the dome was too small for this guy. Can you imagine that? And so he booked out the back of the Voortrekker Monument for like 40,000 people. And I was so excited to just sing one song on that platform, you know, what an amazing opportunity. But then the day before I went, I got a call when we were I traveled up with my wife, and my voice just got worse and worse. I got laryngitis.
Man.
And I was so frustrated, you know, and
I can
worried.
Imagine, yeah.
And I was just, man, if I could just get something out the moment I have to sing with him, I would just be so grateful. And then I felt like God gave me like a little window when I had to sing to just get out enough to do okay. So I felt like I was maybe at 65, 70% capability, and I was able to just get out enough to sing with him on the night. And it ended up still being a special moment.
Oh, man.
But obviously I would have loved to have been in full capacity and go big, you know. But yeah, it was still a privilege to share the stage with someone that is doing such amazing work. Yeah.
Man, is there still someone that you would love to share a stage with?
Oh yeah, many of my heroes.
Uh-huh. Please do name a few.
I don't know if you'll know them. It's people that are more in the CCM, you know, sphere.
Okay.
But my all-time hero of music is Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
He made a huge impact on my life. So I would love to do an acoustic set with him.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and then I don't know if you know who Michael W. Smith is.
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah, Smitty. That would be legendary to do something with him. And then more, you know, sort of more younger artists that I really have a lot of respect for. There's a guy called Jeremy Camp, who's actually married to a South African woman.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an amazing story. There was a movie out about his life. There's a band called Mercy Me. Anyway, I've got a lot of people that I look up to that I think are amazing.
Oh, man.
That I would love to, you know, do something with. But yeah, I think we have such amazing talent here as well, and I've had the privilege to sing with many local talents as well, or at least share a stage, you know. So it's been awesome. But to be honest with you, I've been kind of out of the loop. I don't know who's the hot and happening act in South Africa at the moment. I would be embarrassed if anyone asked me, listen, hey, who's the top 10? I have no idea, to be honest with you.
I must say, it's like you say, you know, when it comes to Christian contemporary, there is most of what's been done is honestly overseas, like your Elevation Worship, your Maverick Cities, and basically those bands.
Yeah,
and I guess
yeah.
That's what we know, and that's what we most probably can relate to. But yeah, like a Michael W. Smith there, that would be absolutely amazing. Chilling with Heinz Winkler on the SA Music Show. It's a Jacaranda FM. Heinz, I gaan vir jou vra vir nog so 5 minute van jou tyd. Ek gaan net so 3 songs speel as we count down from number 5 to number 3 on the SA Music Countdown. Dan gaan ek nog so 5 minute van jou tyd steel. Daar is ietsie wat ek definitief vir jou moet vra voordat ek jou laat gaan.
Is reg.
SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM. My name is Tabiso Kambule, the Fresh Prince of Radio. As I said, we're chilling with Heinz Winkler.
Tabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
Heinz, you know, there's this beautiful, beautiful story, man, and ek moet vir jou sê, dit raak my, want ek wil weet, wat het jy tussenin gedoen? Ek het 'n boodskapie gegee aan die Agape gemeente in Rustenburg. Dit was donderdag aand gewees, en toe praat ek met die jeug daar so oor die tussenin, jy weet, tussenin wat jy nou basies by die skool is en wat jy nou gaan werk. Daar's baie goedjies wat tussenin gebeur, reg? So 2005, you didn't know, or you didn't actually, or you weren't married to your wife as yet, to Alette as yet, right? But there's a vision that you saw. You saw her, and you saw your three boys, and you saw your daughter. And mind you, dis not dat jy hulle gesê het, na die derde kind sluit die snoepie. What did you do in the meantime, like in the waiting? Because all of that, of course, dit alles tussenin gebeur.
Oh, wow. Eerstens, well done, dat jy daai story ken.
hey, Heinz, ek is nie om jou tyd te mors nie.
dis seker een van die grootste oomblikke van my lewe gewees.
Sure.
Ek was... Jy weet, mens kom gereeld op 'n kruispad in jou lewe, en as jy gekies het om te sê, hey, ek is 'n Christen, ek lewe vir Jesus, dan is dit nog meer belangrik om sensitief te bly vir wat is reg en wat is nie die regte pad vir jou nie. En in 2005 was ek op 'n baie interessante plek in my lewe in terme van hoe ek as Christen in die limelight geoperate het. En ek het... ek is spyt om te sê, ek het baie foute gemaak en ek het baie mense seer gemaak en ek het definitief 'n groot kop gekry op 'n stadium. En maar ten spyte van waar ek was, was die Here nog steeds getrou en hy was nog steeds besig met my.
Oef.
En ek is so dankbaar daarvoor en ek voel baie keer jy weet wat my die meeste oorweldig van God is dat ek verdien niks nie. Ek verdien niks by hom nie, maar hy gee nog steeds en hy beskerm en hy lei en hy jy weet en daai was een van daai oomblikke. Ek was in daai tyd besig om 'n pad te stap met 'n pastoor by ons kerk. Ek was in His People Every Nation Joburg gewees. Op daai stadium en ek het 'n pad met 'n pastoor gestap wat my gecounsel het. En in ons basically ons laaste sessie toe sê vir my, "Woorie, vandag gaan ons net saam bid. Ek vra jou oë toe maak." En dan gaan ek vra dat jy sensitief is en net vra vir Jesus, hoe sien hy jou? Hoe sien Jesus jou? En in daai oomblik het ek so 'n vivid visioen beleef dat dis moeilik om dit te beskryf. Ek het gesien wat my roeping is en toe aan die einde van die visioen, soos jy nou sê, was daar die prentjie van ek het gesien ek staan op hierdie bergpiek met en langs my is 'n vrou, 3 seuns en 'n dogter. En ek het gevoel die Here praat baie duidelik met my en sê vir my eerstens ek gaan 'n vrou hê en ek was soos yes, prys die Here. en dat ek gaan 3 seuns en 'n dogter hê en dit en ek het dit gaan neerskryf en ek het gebid daaroor en ek het vasgehou aan daai belofte. En dit was seker 4-5 maande later wat ek toe 'n pivotal oomblik in my lewe beleef het waar ek besef het, oh my word, Alette is my vrou.
Wow.
Ek het dit is 'n baie baie lang getuienis storie, maar die bottom line is ek het 'n helder oomblik beleef en besef, shucks, dis sy is my vrou. En toe ons nou by mekaar kom en ernstig raak, toe praat ons oor, weet, in voorhuwelikse berading het ons gepraat oor, wie kinders hê, indien wel, hoeveel.
Ja.
En toe sê ek vir wel, ek het die visioen gehad, ek glo dis wat die Here gesê het, en so, as jy met my wil trou, glo ek daar gaan 4 kinders wees.
Ja.
En sy sê soos, sy was soos, o ja, dit klink amazing, ek kom uit 'n familie van 4, so ek is reg, man, kom ons doen dit. En toe is dit soos, kry, presteer, en toe vir 2-3 jaar het ons besluit, ons gaan net ek en sy wees, en toe het ons begin, en dis 'n hele getuienis ook oor, aanvanklik het ons gesukkel, en ons het toets het gesê, ons kan nie, en toe,
and I know that unfortunately you went through a miscarriage as well.
Yes, we had a miscarriage, but God carried us through all of that.
Sure,
and
man.
And then we had 3 boys in a row, 2 years apart. And then after number 3, my wife was like, ek is nou klaar.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I know that God said there's another one. So I let it go. I let it go. Like with anything, if God says, you know, you just give it to him. He says, Lord, you said so, but I'm not going to try to make this happen in the flesh. I'm going to give it to you.
Nice.
So I waited and I waited and I waited. And my wife tried to get me to go for the operation. And I just kept saying, no, I'm not going. God has a plan. And I was afraid. Honestly, I was afraid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think
you're
bang for that, Yannick.
Yeah, ek wil nie gegaan het nie. En ek het geweet, man, hier's nog iets op pad. En 'n paar jaar later, toe begin my vrou se hart so stadig maar seker verander. En toe 2019, ek dink was Mei maand 2019, toe vind sy uit ons is swanger met Alana en sy is toe gebore Januarie 2020. So net voor lockdown. En sy was die vervulling van God se belofte en die vervulling van soveel dinge wat net beautiful is. Ja, ek kan jou heel aand besig hou met dit, maar dit is vir my, as ek ooit wonder of die Here getrou is en waar is, dan dink ek net aan dit.
Daar is sy story.
Hou vas.
You have an absolute beautiful family. I know that your oldest is also like into performing arts, basically like an actor, and dan die res van die 3 lyk maar gaan lekker sing ook soos pappa doen en soos mamma doen.
Yeah.
Want mama sing ook, wat amazing is.
Ja, sy is baie talentvol. Ons luister om worship in die kerk. Sy speel klavier en sing. Ons gaan ook 'n weird version van die Von Trapps word. Mense weet nooit. Ja.
Oh man, Heinz Winkler on the SA Music Show. Heinz, daar's nog so baie om oor te praat. Ek het 'n papier hier vol van goedjies wat ek jou oor wil vra. But we have to indeed get into the music. Maar bye bye, dankie vir jou tyd en veral op 'n Sondag aand. Ek weet dit's ook
Tabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
meditate for you. But thank you so much for sparing time and just for blessing myself and, of course, the listener with your presence. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thanks for those kind words. I appreciate it. And I'll have to come and do an in-person one one weekend. But thank you for the opportunity, and God bless you and everyone listening.
Bye-bye, dankie. And thank you so much, man. It's the SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM. We are going to break away from the chart, of course, with the SA Music Show mix. Leonid Nono for my gesê, say veins, say kanowali mix, where? But the SA Music Show mix coming up straight after this.
Tabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.